Welcome to GSA 101, brought to you by Elevate GSA, where we turn GovSpeak into a language you speak. My name is Hannah Struss, and I have Colin Hertzel here with me today, and we're going to be talking about Mass Refresh 17, which was released in July of 2023.
Alongside some more minor updates, there have been significant additions. There have been new guidelines issued for joint venture entities, and GSA also founded an 8A pool for Mass contract holders, new as well as existing, in the SBA 8A program.
GSA will officially be publishing guidelines for JV contract holders that will clarify the requirements and expectations for contract compliance, which is very helpful. They will also be updating the instructions for JV Mass contractors, which will be included in the SF30 attachment to the Mass solicitation.
In the world of the 8A pool, 8A contractors accepted into the Mass 8A pool by SBA will be eligible for both competitive as well as sole source set-aside awards made against their Mass contracts. For existing Mass contractors who are already active 8A program participants, the Federal Acquisition Service has offered these contracts to SBA for acceptance into the new pool. A modification will be issued to all existing 8A contractors accepted by SBA. Contractors have to accept this modification in order to be placed into this new 8A pool and be eligible for these new 8A awards. For new 8A offers, an 8A contractor seeking a Mass contract award who are currently active program participants will be offered to SBA for acceptance into the Mass pool at the time of their offer. Once determined eligible and accepted by SBA, the contract will be added to the SBA pool upon award of the Mass contract.
Some other changes that were implemented in this refresh are GSA removed language indicating that proposed pricing must be highly competitive in order to be considered fair and reasonable. GSA also incorporated clause and provision updates for the TikTok clause. And they clarified sustainability requirements and referenced the GSA Green Procurement Compilation. Several SINs also saw some updates, but please go ahead and head to our blog to see the full list affected by this refresh.
As always, if you have any questions or if you'd like direct support from Hannah or myself with a specific project, please feel free to reach out to us at podcast@elevategsa.com.
Thanks for listening.